Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind. We'll come back around here to the discussion. There's sort of the overarching discussion we've been having the whole time about the supposed male privilege. We've got seven undeniable examples, according to some blog site, some feminist blog. I keep forgetting the name of the blog, Mark. What is it again?
Everyday Feminist.
Everydayfeminism.com. The seven supposedly undeniable examples of male privilege, which include men not having to go through and put on makeup, because apparently all women have to put on makeup. And now we've gotten to the real gem, which is that you can pee standing up as a man. And we're going to get into it here in a moment. It's Ian, Chris, and Mark in the studio. Let's go to Zach first, though. He's in Minnesota via Skype. Hello, Zach.
Good evening, Ian, Mark, Chris. How you doing?
Hi, Zach. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I just very briefly wanted to call in. I was listening to the podcast from Monday night in the car today. And the part that kind of sparked my interest was, Mark, where it sounded like you were kind of beating yourself up over the force field stocks.
I just want to know whether, in this case, the Force Field Energy, which is a company that we had advertised here on Free Talk Live, and I told people that I felt like it was going to go up in value. And I just wanted to get people's feedback, because the only thing that we have on Free Talk Live, really, is the value of our word. And just, I just want to get people's ideas. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did purchase not a lot. I opened up a trading account. I only bought 10 shares, just to kind of see it, because the idea behind their company sparked my interest. I did a little bit of research on Seeking Alpha and Zach's research, and they all said there's a lot of articles that said this was a buy,
yep.
that their business model was promising. And, everything else. So I just wanted to call in because obviously mine took a dive too, all 10 of my shares. And I didn't really know what was going on. I got an alert from, my trading account saying, hey, something's taking a dive. And I just chalked it up to, well, that's the market. And, I didn't really pay much attention to it until you guys had brought it up on Monday when, I heard that there was maybe, some shady dealings afoot and that was what was causing it. But I just wanted to call in and tell you.
Before you go on, I mean, just to clarify something. When you bought the shares of this stock, was it at the time that we were advertising it?
Yes, it was. Yep.
So did it go down immediately? Because ours went up, so I presume that meant that it went up for a period and then went down.
Right, yeah. Last I really paid attention to it, I think I was about $7 or $8 a share right around there.
Yeah, I mean, it was a significant increase.
Right. With, if you look at return on investment, yeah, that was pretty good. I mean, I was still only at about maybe $50 or, whatever it was. But and then, yeah, it took a dive here recently. But, I just wanted to call in and say at least me. And of course, this is just my opinion. I don't fault you guys at all. I mean, one, it was they're just an advertiser. So
that's how I feel about it. I mean, look, it's buyer beware. There's been a lot of hand-wringing over this on the Free Talk Live AMP forum, and I don't mean to suggest that the people who are criticizing are being mean or anything like that. They're not. They're just kind of giving their feedback like they felt like
concerned.
They felt like us recommending this particular stock or suggesting this particular stock as an option to buy was somehow deleterious towards our validity as human beings or talk show hosts.
Which, of course, our validity of talk show hosts have been called into question so many times since we've been on air that it's amazing. If you don't agree with my stance on chemtrails, people will not trust you as a talk show host. If you talk about chemtrails as though you believe in them, people will not trust you as a talk show host. It's every issue, every time.
Right,
really.
And that's where I ended up just sort of coming down on this with the critique was, look, like, can I understand where you're coming coming from with the critique, and I'm not talking to you, Zach, but the people who were critiquing, I can understand where you're coming from. Like, okay, stocks seem more risky than the average advertiser, right? Like, you know, if you're going to buy some My Magic Mud and, you know, it's either going to work for you or it doesn't, it's not the end of the world. It's $25 for a bottle, right? It's not the end of the world. But if you put in $25,000 into this company, then obviously there's a little more on the line, and I can see how that has a different feel to it. But fundamentally, it's all the same. You're just advertising a company and whatever their product or service is. And you either believe the claims and you jump on board, or you stay skeptical and you remain on the outside of it. And in this particular case, this company was making certain claims. We had stock in this company as part of the deal of their advertising. They paid us in stock, which, by the way, I really didn't necessarily care too much to be paid in stock, but I was willing to do it because, well, either you get paid in stock or you can say no to this advertiser, basically, and we had the room to put them in, so we put them in. So we were invested in that way, and that we did not get cash out of this advertiser. We had stock, so we weren't...
And we had to stay in that stock for 6 months.
That's correct. So we were locked in.
So I was... really, relatively certain that we were going to get as much, if not more, out of what we invested. And I told people sort of about the time frames and stuff
I wasn't. So I don't know how you could be certain about a stock because it could go down.
I said relatively certain.
Well, I didn't have that certainty, right?
I read the articles of a bunch of experts. I know I'm not an expert, Ian. That's why I read the articles.
Well, I don't believe what the experts say either.
You don't believe anybody,
right.
But you did believe me.
But it was either that or run the spot for Derek Jay's victim with crime spree again.
I didn't. Believe you, Mark. I said I would be willing to do it. That doesn't mean that I believe the stock's going to go up, and I made it clear on the radio that this could go down. This is a risk. So it wasn't like we were getting on the air saying, hey, everybody, this stock's going to go up. It's going to be the best investment of your whole life. Well, I mean, we didn't make any promises like that. Mark, you may have believed the stock was going to go up because of your due diligence that you performed, but that does not mean the stock was going to go up. And we never made any kind of representations about that. It was always, hey, you know, get your prospectus, look into this, take your time and, you know, figure out whether you want to get involved in this. There's risk involved. All investments involve risk, which is why I will also say, look, hey, you probably don't want to buy any more Bitcoin than you can afford to lose because it could go to zero tomorrow. It's probably not going to go to zero tomorrow based on all the evidence, but it could. That's what risk is about. And if we're being critiqued for advocating, or not advocating, but for promoting products that involve risk, then maybe we shouldn't be taking Fort Galt or all kinds of other products that we've advertised over the years. Look,
not much risk with Fort Galt. They actually have a tiered...
No, I agree. I think Fort Galt is smart in the way they're doing things. You don't have to pour in all the money at once up front, which would make it very difficult to sell that, right? Because how do you know they're not going to take the money and run? I mean, you never know what's going to happen. How could we have known that, even with the due diligence that you performed, Mark, how could you have known that these executives had supposedly, allegedly been involved in some shady deal in the past? You didn't know that, and had you known that, you probably wouldn't have gotten on board with this deal.
Well, they wouldn't have known. They honestly, when they pay their advertising up front, they don't know if we're going to go on there that night or ever again.
We could take their money and run. That's certainly true.
We could choose that, you know, like, I just don't have to live this way anymore.
We're shutting the show down.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Cash all the checks and close out the deal. You don't know what's going to happen. So, I mean, like, whether it's advertising a casino or advertising a stock or advertising some sort of, you know, investment into real estate, hey, if you don't want to lose the money, just keep it in your bank account and don't buy it. Sorry. Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah, no, I mean, Ian, you've said everything that I called in to say. So Mark, don't beat yourself up.
Yeah,
everybody on the ad forums, pound sand.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Zach. I do appreciate it.
If you're not on the amp forums, Zach, you better be.
Look, like we talked about Fort Galt. I brought up Fort Galt in the conversation previously because the idea is that's risky, right? It's not as big of a dollar, because the FNRG, this force field stock, they were asking people to buy a certain amount. Now, Zach went and he got his own brokerage account. He paid a slightly higher price, because what we were offering, the on-air deal was
a discounted price.
Was a discounted price on the stock if you bought a certain amount and if you were willing to hold it for 6 months. So Zach did not go with that deal. He just bought the stock on his own. That way he could sell it and buy as he wanted to, and he held on to it, so it lost value over the long term. But in the short term, it did gain value, and had he sold in the short term, 13-1 on that one. Now, we didn't know it was going to go up. We don't know. You never know what the future is going to be. And why we're getting a hard time over this, I guess it's just certain people have certain feelings about certain types of products, I suppose. And some people feel like stocks are this sort of risky thing that we're not experts, so we shouldn't be making any recommendations. Well, how can anyone be an expert on stocks? All these supposed experts, they're wrong all the time, too. What the hell does anybody know about what's going to happen tomorrow?
Are you completely free of stress and fatigue? Well, of course not. You aren't alone, though. Now think about how nice it would be to begin relieving some of that stress and fatigue. Let me introduce you to a product that has and is working for me. It's called Youthful Greens. Youthful Greens. It's packed full of nature's nourishing, cleansing, and alkalizing greens, providing a powerful dose of whole food nutrition in each serving. Youthful Greens helps increase overall energy levels and reduce all that fatigue and stress on your body. And right now, when you visit freegreens.net or call 800-333-6923 and order your 1 month supply of Youthful Greens for only $29.95, you get another month's supply for free. That's 2 months of Youthful Greens for the already low price of just $29.95, plus free shipping. That's saving you $45. Visit freegreens.net today or simply call 800-333-6923. And hey, you're welcome.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And, you know, when it comes to advertisers here on Free Talk Live, we've had a number of them over the decade or so that we've been on the air, and we do our best. And I guess when I say our best, then that means that we can only put so much time and effort into validating and verifying the claims of the advertisers. And there certainly have been a number of them that we've said no to over the years. Like, nope, we would not feel comfortable promoting that particular product or service on our radio show. And so, I mean, we generally feel comfortable with the ones that we allow on the air. And I can tell you, in the earlier days of Free Talk Live, we were a little more fast and loose with this particular policy because, well, it was a little harder to find advertisers in the earlier days.
I think we've learned some lessons, too.
We did. Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes those lessons come the hard way. But I feel like now the Free Talk Live that exists today and did exist at the time during the force field stocks that we were talking about previously, we have done our due diligence, at least as much as, you know, feasibly possible given our circumstances, to look into these companies. And another great company that I've enjoyed using their product is ProXPN. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you can download their app to help protect you from packet sniffers and internet service providers logging your activity, people trying to, you know, garner information about your activity on the internet. There are people out there that want that information. They're willing to sell it. They're willing to give it away. And you can stop it from happening by using ProXPN software for Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android, and Linux. Just go and download it for free at proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there with their protection. And then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. This is a great product, and you can go and try it out right now at proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to upgrade, though, use promo code FTL50. That gets you 50% off the price of the annual account. Now, do we have to stop down every time there's risk involved in our advertisers and point it out to you? Because if you're buying an annual account, whether it's at ProXPN or it's at the gym or wherever, there's always the chance that company could close its doors in the middle of your annual account.
The internet could go down and not come back.
I know. My mom actually had this happen when I was a kid. She went to this, like, jazzercise thing or whatever, some kind of exercise-y thing. I don't know if they play jazz or what the deal is with it.
Jazzercise would have been about the right time when you were a kid.
Yeah. I've heard it's still around in some places.
Yeah, sure. It's great. It's a good program.
But apparently this particular one or whatever literally closed their doors in the middle of the night and cleared the place out and disappeared, and they took everybody's money, and they ran. You never know what's going to happen when you buy an annual account somewhere, but that's one of the reasons why they give you a better discount on the annual account, because, you know, there is a little bit of risk involved, and so you get a better price. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. You can still buy their regular monthly account. You just have to pay more for it, but if you want to get the good deal, use code FTL50, and you'll save 50%, and I don't know, they've been on for, what, this is like year number two with ProXPN?
Yeah,
it seems like we've been on with them for
that,
a little while. So they're
people
still
keep on buying it. I'll tell you, it's amazing.
It's a good product.
I mean, it's just it's a testimony to how many new people we're reaching all the time. People keep on buying ProXPN.com accounts. I was kind of surprised.
Well, the kind of thing you would want to share with people too, right? Like, hey, this works for me. It could, you know, work for you, my friend.
Yeah, but trying to get somebody to go to ProXPN.com/FTL is a little more difficult if you're just sort of selling word of mouth. So people are hearing it on Free Talk Live, they're in all likelihood they're not, you know, maybe they're getting their friends and family to use the coupon code FTL50. I don't know.
Got it. So proxpn.com/FTL, coupon code FTL50. I don't know, guys, more to say on this stock topic, or should we jump back into feminism?
Let's go back to, let's punish ourselves with the feminism talk.
Right. So back to this article from everydayfeminism.com that I found when I posted, that somebody posted on Free Talk Live's Facebook page when I asked, why doesn't some feminist call in with reasoned responses? Somehow, I believe that the Globe is that the country isn't full of people who have fallen for the ideas of feminism because they have no validity whatever, right? Like, they must have some validity. So I want to hear that validity so
I
understand.
I'm so glad that you're looking into this. You're going to drive yourself out of your mind.
So this article of the 7 undeniable reasons why male privilege exists, written by a male who identifies as a woman, has completely lost all credibility with number 3 when he says, "I have the privilege of peeing standing up." This is not some kind of Onion article where people are just, you know, making fun. Mm-hmm. This is literally what he wrote in here.
This is one of the top stories on their website.
And it's ridiculous. In this, where he talks about how, you know, he gets to go into nightclubs where there's, you know, no urinals, where the urinals don't, where he doesn't have to wait in line and things like this. He doesn't even mention, if we're going to talk about physical traits, let's talk about gals being able to wear low-cut shirts and get free stuff.
Mm.
Get into, you know, get moved to the front of the line and things like that. I worked with a lady who was very nice-looking, who said to me, and this is what the advice she had told me. She was giving advice to a new gal, said, if you want to sell more ads, don't wear stockings. So she, I don't know what she meant by that exactly. Looking in retrospect, it could have meant in even more than I imagined. But, you know, she'd
bare wear legs, right?
That's what it meant to me at the time. Okay. But I'll admit, I was, you know, relatively fresh out of prison. I don't know what all these terminology means. Maybe it meant wearing no underpants at all. I don't know. Mm. But she wore skirts that came above her knee, but I wouldn't call them micro skirts or anything like that. She wore, and she was an advertising executive, and she didn't wear, I mean, it was, I liked looking at her legs. I did. And I imagine that there are business owners that probably said to themselves, I really like it when this gal comes in here.
Sure.
She's got pretty legs and pretty parts.
That's why you hire pretty girls to do sales.
But she was very clear on what she was doing.
To the issue at hand, I think being able to pee standing up is a really handy feature.
I like it.
I really do enjoy that I can just sort of, like, go dip behind any tree or building and let go, right?
There are ways to do it as a woman. I've seen video footage of this. Chris, you're pulling something up on your phone.
Yeah, I don't know
right
if you want to hoot that. It's on Amazon.com. It's for $9.92, I think the price tag is.
I didn't know the name of this, but yeah, I knew they had a tool. There's some sort of a tool that, this one is called the Go Girl Female Urination Device.
For $10, you can upgrade to male privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, there's also a technique that you don't have to use that with, which involves sort of pulling certain parts on the vaginal area to sort of aim.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I don't know how it works. I don't know how effective it is either, but, you know, I've seen videos claiming that this works.
Where Number are four. You watching videos of girls manipulating their labia in order to...
Number 4, he claims, I have the privilege to show skin. And he's literally saying that he can take his shirt off and go running.
You can take your shirt off and have guys throw dollars at you. I'm not.
If you're a woman.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So, yeah, that's right. This is not a woman writing this, I forget. So, yeah, so men, yeah, it's considered generally more socially acceptable for us to walk around with our shirts off, right? And
it is.
But I think that the same woman who would complain about not being able to walk around with her shirt off would also complain about, like, untoward sexual advances. And it's like, yeah, you know, this is sort of how that we were sort of built up, that I'm going to be like, ooh, that's very interesting. I would like to go speak with that.
If you don't get to see it very often, it's going to be more interesting. He's complaining about laws. There are no laws here where I live.
It's so true.
This is all about social pressure.
Here in moments on Free Talk Live.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever for an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial on in toll free to join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the website. With you in studio, it's Ian
Cantwell
and Mark.
And also, again, the website features do include the ability to actually submit content right there to the front page of the site and vote on what you like and what you don't. And as far as things that you like, if you've had Sherry's Berries, you'll probably have them again at some point because they're awesome. It's delicious chocolate-dipped strawberries. White chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, topped with chocolate chips, nuts, decorative swizzle. They're amazing. And your mom is going to love them. Mother's Day's coming up this weekend. It's Sunday, and it is not too late to order her some Sherry's Berries. So what you do is you go to berries.com, berries.com, click the microphone, type in code FTL, that's FTL like Free Talk Live, to get these delicious freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99, over a 40% savings, but the deal just got better. Today is maybe today only. It's not real clear, so maybe today and tomorrow. I don't know when this expires, so I would recommend not waiting on this. Berries.com. If you want to double the size of the order, you just add in another $5. It's usually $10 to double the size of the order at Barry's.com. Now, just $5 if you use code FTL at Barry's.com. These are some of the best berries. I mean, period. They take like the it seems like they take the top 10% of berries and then take the top 10% of those berries. I mean, they really have the best berries that they're using here at berries.com for this this chocolate dipping process that they do. So go and try it out for yourself and get some for mom. Berries.com, code FTL. Double the order for just $5 for a very limited time. How limited? I have no idea. Yeah, so go right now. Berries.com, code FTL. We're talking about...
Yeah, we were talking about sort of the male privilege thing. And
alleged privilege.
And what are the we just went over that. One of these male privileges is that you can pee standing up. And, you know, look, ladies, if male privilege got you down, why don't you go over to shop.freetalklive.com?
Yeah.
That'll take you to our Amazon affiliate links. And then once you go there, you can go and search Amazon for the Go Girl female urination device. And that's
so cool.
$9.42. And then when you do that through shop.freetalklive.com, we get a little cut of the action there.
That's right.
And it's a big help. And you can overcome this horrific oppression that my ability to pee on a tree.
Yeah, this is coming from everydayfeminism.com.
Yes, now you too can be arrested for indecent exposure.
this was an article that I, you know, sort of, it was put on Free Talk Live's page when I asked, why don't feminists call in and give me a reasoned response? I can't be expected to come up with everything on my own and understand everything about the world on my own. People have to explain things to me. I make it relatively easy. I've read articles. I haven't been convinced yet. Somebody out there can convince me of these ideas. So I read this article about proof of undeniable proof of male privilege. Seven
so
points.
Far, thoroughly unconvinced. Yeah.
Well, there were a couple that we talked about a little bit, which was like the, well, for instance, men can pee standing up and they come with upgraded peeing technology. However, there are differences in, you know, the body types, and he mentions nothing about what women have in their bodies.
How often do ladies get their lips stuck in a zipper?
I don't know, and I prefer not to talk about it.
But I mean, that is that's a downside, right? I mean, they're claiming this is an upgrade to peeing technology, but the downside
is I'm claiming that.
Okay, but there's a downside to this. It's not necessarily just an upgrade, right? There are risks involved in using the penis to pee, and that is if you're not paying close attention, and many men have had this happen to them, you could either catch your penis or the scrotum in the actual zipper, and that is a very painful occurrence, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's an entirely different experience for us to go without underwear than it is for them. I mean, that's a big female privilege right there.
But we had agreed that there was a certain amount of sort of authority that's conferred with the gender, with the male gender. We had given a little room on that point, and I think that's worth it.
All right.
The privilege of going around without having a shirt on,
Was that number four?
Not wearing a shirt. You can do that. Yeah, you're probably going to get some looks, but you know somebody has to blaze the trail, ladies. If that's what you want, now this is the guy writing this article. This is why I think it's ludicrous. I don't know any women who want the right to be able to bear their shirt. You know, bear their breasts in public that don't do so.
Well, the specific line that he used was you can show skin.
Yeah.
Now, I would make the case that women could actually get away with showing a lot more skin on a regular basis than men generally can,
it's
right?
True.
Like, if I actually went into a store in some, I don't know, some really short shorts or
Daisy
something
Duke.
Like that, and like a really tiny tank top, I think I'd look fundamentally ridiculous, and that this would not help me socially in the slightest way at all, and if I go into the vast majority of businesses, I think they don't appreciate you walking in there with no shirt on. So they can actually wear clothes that look appealing on them, that show a lot more skin than I can wear
and
still look appealing.
He was talking specifically about jogging, which the vast majority of men don't do.
Mm.
So, you know, there you go. It's a privilege, I suppose, to jog without a shirt on and wear the little silky short short the jogger guys wear.
Just to be clear, ladies generally want to wear some sort of bra, some sports bra during
a
jogging
idea.
Thing because it jostles.
But remember, he's talking about
without it.
What you're born with because he's talking about standing up and peeing. So at that point, you know, it's just bad. Of course, he doesn't talk about testicles, which are pretty sensitive things, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, can be a bit of a pain at times. Number five, I have the privilege to move about without fear of assault, harassment, or rape.
That's ridiculous.
That is the most ridiculous thing. Now, I would say that women are generally out on the street and in certain areas probably more likely to be raped than men, you know, and they're significantly less likely to wind up in prison, and there's, you know, all types of stuff to that. Well, I almost let an S word slip. But at the same time, I think the vast majority of your street assaults are taking place on men, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but maybe I'll pull them up on how much more frequently men are the victims of, you know, street violence.
Yeah, the whole idea that just because you're a man, you all of a sudden can feel totally safe whenever you're in a bad neighborhood is absolutely preposterous.
He does have some charts here that talk about street harassment. Now, I do get harassed when I'm on the streets, but usually people are asking me for money as opposed to sex, but fine. It's still harassment. It's not wanted, and I'm not interested in it. But this is the only one that my wife had some kind of agreement with. I read all these to her last night just to, look, honey, I need a little help with this. What do you think? And this is the only one she agreed with. She was interested at one point in traveling South America, and she's just like, you know, I don't feel safe doing it on my own. She wants to go to the Caribbean and all that stuff, and she doesn't feel safe doing it on her own. She wants to have a man along with her, and I can understand why she might feel that way. Like, you know, there's just not as much law enforcement or whatever, so she didn't feel as safe. And certainly some women choose not to. I used to go out walking at after midnight. Probably not as many women doing that. So I think that there's something to this, but what am I, as a man, this is just sort of shaming me for the fact that I can go out at night and travel around Caribbean countries without anybody caring whether I'm there or not.
The thing is, I think that at least in the United States, and I mean, it might be different in other countries, but at least in the United States, you're significantly more likely to be the victim of random violence on the street as a male than as a female, but you also typically have a better capacity to defend yourself against that violence, and I think that there's some lesser likelihood of reporting a simple assault if you're a man than a
woman. That's probably true. But the ladies can always carry a gun if they're scared.
You can always go take martial arts classes. I mean,
they can carry a gun if they're in New Hampshire, and I think significant portions of the country that's significantly more difficult. And I wouldn't be surprised to find out that this guy's some California and New York liberal who thinks that carrying a gun is like the craziest thing in the world, right?
Yeah, sure, I wouldn't doubt that at all, but he's talking to some extent about choices, the choice of whether to go out on the streets or not, and the choice of whether or not for me to go out on the streets is there, the choice of to defend myself is there. I could choose not to defend myself, and she can choose not to prepare to defend herself by bringing a gun. These are all about choices, not about privilege necessarily.
Well, you still have to... I'm sorry, Mark. I got to disagree with you there. Just bringing a gun is not a solution. You have to train with the gun. You have to spend time learning how the gun works. You don't just go buy a gun and shove it in your purse and expect that you're going to know how to use it when
it doesn't
time
jump
comes
up and kill criminals. That's for sure.
Yeah. So
that thing comes out, criminals run.
True, but it would help if you knew how to use this, wouldn't it? 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. So yeah, you got to be prepared, whatever your gender is.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you may dial in here toll-free. Mail privilege. We've got the seven supposedly... undeniable. This is the word they use in the article. Undeniable.
Everydayfeminism.com.
Undeniable examples of this supposed male privilege, which includes such shocking examples as you can pee standing up as a man, walk around with your shirt off as a man, and let's see, what was one of the other ones? Oh, yeah, short morning routine. These were some of the most laughable ones in the entire list. We're on, what, number six?
Yep, number six.
And we're going to continue that. Also want to let you know, if you want to help support Free Talk Live and LRN.FM and the dozens of great liberty-oriented programs there, you can help us get back on satellite in Africa for just a few bucks over at africa.lrn.fm. Well, it's going to cost more than a few bucks to make this happen. I'm looking to raise $22,000, but that'll actually get us on for 3 years of 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week liberty broadcasting to most of the continent. And you can go and see the signal map and watch a 4-minute long video that'll kind of give you the idea as to why this is so important. To me, it's important because I think spreading the message of liberty is a worldwide goal. I think that it's something that we want to see people all around the world embracing. And if they don't hear the message, then they can't possibly embrace it, right? So you can help us out. There's perks that you can get. In fact, Darrell W. Perry, I think we announced this last week. He is our Friday night co-host, and he announced last weekend that he was adding a perk, because, Mark, you and Angel Clark have perks where $100 donators can have you cut a custom voicemail greeting for them.
I'll make some audio for you if that's what you want.
You know, you write the greeting, Mark reads it, saves it, sends it off to you. That's $100. Daryl said he'd do it for $75. So there's now competition among the perks.
He's got a better voice too.
African fundraiser. So go to africa.lrn.fm and please contribute what you can, and then please share the link. That's africa.lrn.fm.
If anybody wants a Cantwell voicemail, I'll do that for them too. You can throw that in as a perk.
Really? Yeah. Okay. How much? How much should the perk be?
You tell me. I'm going to give it to, I'm donating it to Free Talk Live. I'm donating it to LRN.FM, so you set that.
Do you want to be on the level of Daryl Perry or on Mark?
Well, I'll say that, why don't you give us $1,000?
$1,000 for a can? Well, so far I think we've had one person jump on the perk for Angel Clark. I don't think anyone's bought yours, Mark. I'm sorry to tell you.
Fine.
But
I'm just, all I want is for us to be able to get on in Africa.
So, africa.lrn.fm, we'll figure out the details later, Chris. Let's go, Mark. Number six on the list of supposedly incontrovertible examples of male privilege.
Coming from this man who claims to be a feminist, I have the privilege to enjoy the internet without being gender assaulted.
What?
His claim is that essentially he's free to travel without attacks on his gender.
To travel online?
Yeah, basically to be online, like for instance, you know, anywhere from white supremacists to people who like the Star Wars trilogies. And I will say that I think this is one of the areas that the feminists really have something right, is when you go to movies, it's odd, this whole, I can't remember what it's called, but this phenomenon that some feminists came up with where women don't generally talk to each other in movies about anything but men. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Okay.
No idea.
So there's this woman's last name, this feminist comedian gal comes up with this thing. In order for your movie to not her rule not to apply, and it's a fantastic amount of movies where it doesn't, where you know they don't fit the qualifications, where you have to have two female characters with names, each of them have to have names, and they have to talk to each other about something that isn't a man. And if your movie has that in it, now consider for a second how many movies have two named male characters in them that talk about something besides a woman, and then, you know, see that there might be a disparity here. And I think that
I guess I've just never paid attention to this. I mean, I've seen a lot of movies where females are the main characters, they're the strong characters.
But are they talking, like, for instance, with Black Widow in Avengers. Now, I couldn't tell you whether she talks to Scarlet Witch in this movie or not, but I can tell you that if I was making a movie, that I would have at least one scene where two named female characters would talk to each other about something that wasn't a man. Because it's ridiculous that this has gone on for as long as it has.
But you're saying you're acknowledging that this exists?
This exists. It absolutely exists. This is a 20-year-old phenomenon.
But what about the phenomenon of the movies where the women are the title characters, they are the hero in the role, like Aliens is a great example of this. Ripley, the sort of iconic, strong female character.
Does she have another female co-host?
There's Rodriguez.
Co-star, rather.
Rodriguez is the little butch Latino
Vasquez,
gal.
Vasquez. I'm a huge fan of these movies. There's also Newt, who's a little girl. I mean, there are multiple female characters in the Aliens.
That's great. Because you found a movie does not mean that... Look, go look it up online. I can't remember what this lady's name is, and I'm sorry I don't know the name. But when you look it up, you'll just be stunned by the amount of movies. Mm. Star Wars, for instance. Name another female character in Star Wars that isn't Princess Leia.
I don't know Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know Star Wars. Now, look, I'm gonna go ahead. I'll grant this to him, right?
Luke's mom, or whatever.
Yes, she's not in the first three.
Okay,
that's real Star Wars.
The princess, the Natalie Portman girl.
Yeah, she's still okay. So the second three, then I'm talking about the real Star Wars, the Star Wars trilogy.
Then the Luke's mom in the.
She's
the
not
beginning.
In it. No.
There's a woman in there that not her.
Natalie
mom
Portman is Luke's mom.
No, that's what right. I meant.
We still have to go back pretty far to find this. By the way,
it's right in the
we're
beginning.
We're talking
of the
about
movie.
Aliens and Star Wars.
Yeah, but does that aunt speak to Princess Leia about something
doubtful
that is not related
I don't
to
think
a man?
She talks to anybody else.
No, I don't think she does either. She just dies.
Well, look, the reason I'm going to give this to him, and I'm sure that we can find examples. examples. We can find examples. I'm certain that they're out there. I'm not a big movie buff, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give him this one, but I'm going to say that that's only because it is a reflection largely of reality, okay? If you're watching a movie, you're watching a movie about people doing interesting things, right? Are men sort of more driven? Are men more likely to be crime fighters and business titans and that sort of thing? I think so.
Right? If you were looking from space and you were looking at the Earth from, like, down above, you would see a lot of work done by people with Y chromosomes, and you wouldn't see a lot of work done by as many, nearly as much work done by people with 2X chromosomes.
Because
right?
They don't need to. We said earlier, so like women, the whole makeup thing, they're going to go do all of this stuff, and they're trying to do this in order to attract a man, right? Men are going out, and largely the reason that we are driven to be successful and do these exciting things is fundamentally because we're trying to attract a mate, right? We can, if we portray ourselves as having a lot of money, wearing nice clothes, having a nice car, having a nice house, these things help us attract mates. It's a mating instinct that we're driven to go out and do all of these exciting things, and then people are going to make movies about people doing exciting things, and sure enough, hey, what do you know? They're mostly men.
It's one of the things that fascinates me about the idea that that you know, Homo sapiens have lived for 200,000 years on the planet, and only in the last 10,000 have we had an agrarian revolution. That for 190,000 years, 19 times the amount of time that we've had sort of anything that might be called civilization, we had men and women around, and women weren't telling men to build this, go clear that area, you know, like move this over here, and it's fascinating.
I'm certain that they were doing that well before recorded history.
Okay.
Look at ant colonies, right? You know, you've got all these male ants or whatever
going
out there.
And that's where you can relate. No, they're actually all women.
Working for the queen.
You're wrong.
Right?
They are a bunch of women working for the queen.
Are they really?
Yeah, sorry. The men are just concubines in that circumstance.
Really?
But your analogy is falling apart, and I know you went to the smart school. what I'm saying at this point here is that not necessarily that that a woman can't go on the internet without her gender being assaulted, because women all over America and all over the world go on the internet without their gender being assaulted.
I'm having my gender assaulted by this article.
But that there are problems out there that need to be addressed, I think, still. And that's all I'm willing to give him on this one. I'm not going to just secede point number 6 to him. I think he's, you know, I think he's just saying things here.
I mean, women write movies, too. There are women.
But that's another thing is that complaining about how movies are written is something entirely different than going out and getting into an industry and creating something. Like my mother did, for instance, being the second field engineer for General Telephone and Electronics, going out and existing in a world full of men and managing to make her way in that and being so valuable that after she retired, they paid her to come back. You know, there you go.
What's number 7?
Number 7. I have the privilege of seeing myself widely and positively represented in the media.
This is the sickest and most fundamentally ridiculous statement of this entire article. Just go watch, like, Family Guy. Go watch
You sound like
Simpsons.
Al Bundy.
Go watch Al Bundy. Yeah, I mean, any number of things. What is it? Mo, when you had the stats for this, there's a study that they show where the man is portrayed negatively, especially in a family environment, that he's just like the bumbling drunken idiot and the wife is the one that holds everything together.
Sucker Punch, one of my favorite movies, is all about, you know, bad men abusing women. I mean, there's plenty of man hating, if you will.
Imagine
a lot of characters these days, even hero characters, have a bad side. And you don't see that nearly as often in female characters.
Imagine a TV show where a woman got kicked in the groin and there was a laugh track played. You can imagine that about a man, not about a woman.
That's a good point. All right, so interesting list, Mark. There was another list that we wanted to sort of compare to this. Maybe we'll do it on another night. And then don't forget to check out Chris's website, ChristopherCantwell.com, our site, freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night on Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.